Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Jenna Morton.
And I'm Tosh Taylor. And today we are talking about the online grapevine. We're going to discuss more about what exactly that is, but as you can tell from Jenna's reaction, it is fun.
I'm very excited.
And something she's very proud of, too,
yes,
of course.
I am proud of it.
So we have Carrie Beaumont with us today of the online grapevine. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you.
So,
and yeah, for those of you who don't know, who are listening or watching, Carrie's actually my business partner.
That's right.
So I'm kind of on more on this side of the conversation today than the question side of the conversation. So yeah, the online grapevine.
So let's talk a bit about your guys' history first and grapevine consignment events and how you have evolved to where we are going online this year.
Yeah.
Sure. So Jenna and I own a business called Grapevine Events that we started in 2016. Which runs in-person consignment events. So think of a consignment store, but it's just a pop-up. So for example, last weekend, we just had an in-person kids sale in St. John. We had 125 families sell their used kids stuff with us on consignment in a big 20,000 square foot location. Hmm. But that just runs over a few days and they have to do a lot of work. And that's what we've been doing since 2016, both, we did a little bit of that in Moncton. The pandemic kind of stopped that, so we haven't gone back to that in Moncton. We used to do a women's sale here, and now we're going to branch out and try something totally different.
Yes. Yeah, we are so looking forward to seeing how this works here in New Brunswick, really. This is not just a Moncton event. This is something that we're doing throughout southeastern New Brunswick for now. This is our first time trying the online version, and we'll see exactly, you know, what we need to do to finesse the points to make it work for as many people as possible. But it's the similar concept that it's a pop-up consignment sale, but it's online. For a short period of time, you'll be able to go online, shop, and then pick up all the items at one location. And that also means that for a limited time, you can join us as a consignment seller and put your items into that sale.
Okay, so there is a few things to break down there.
Yeah, that was a lot of information. So if you want to like break, you can go back and rewind that a bit.
But I love the idea because as like everything comes back to the pandemic and it changing the way that we do things, but it also changes the, I know the way I shop for sure. I like to shop local, but I also like to not leave my house. So there is that huge draw to it as well. And the fact that, like you said, that you can shop from southeastern New Brunswick. Like I can buy from someone in St. John and that article of clothing or book or whatever it may be is going to show up here for me. So explain how that's going to work though.
So I'll just go back and say, if you do want to sell with us, we are taking anyone who wants to sell can sell with us, but you need to be able to drop off the items that sell during that sale to one of two locations.
Okay,
so we have a location here in Moncton and we have a location in St. John. Okay. So if you can get to there, you can sell with us. So
that and you have to be able to get there
on Tuesday,
May 21st.
Okay. So we'll give you that information. You can always reach out and we'll give you all the details. So, but that also means that anyone can shop that can pick up from those two locations.
Okay.
So we want to expand that. We have great big plans to expand that to Fredericton, maybe Amherst. Like, you know, we have lots of ideas, but for now we're gonna try it in the two locations where we have built our business and where we have lots of contacts.
Okay, excellent.
So that's that part. What was the question?
How is that going to be possible?
We're gonna logistically deal with that. So sellers, if you sell with us, basically what happens is you get a report at the end of what sold. I haven't really told you how you enter it, but yeah, you get a report you bring that stuff to us on the Tuesday, May 21st to one of two locations. Then we spend 2 days moving things around and organizing it by shopper. And then on Thursday, May 23rd, we have a pickup time in those two locations for anyone who shopped with us.
Okay, excellent. So then all purchases are done online as well. So then, you know, you just show up, you don't have to bring cash, you don't have to do anything.
So we're setting up a online store through Shopify that will have all of the items that are for sale with really nice photos, very easy to search. You can go by category if you want. So if you're shopping women's size small, or if you want to shop girls size 8 or books, nonfiction, like we're going to have it all organized by category, so you can shop that way, or you can search, like I was looking around in our inventory this morning and there's a lot of Lululemon.
Yeah, I knew so. That was
it's mine.
So if you want to search like Coach Purse or Lululemon or any
sort of...
Or
you've got a kid who loves dinosaurs and right. you search the word dinosaur, you're going to see here's a dinosaur shirt, here's a dinosaur toy, here's nice. A dinosaur book.
Right.
So the search function, because it's through Shopify, is quite powerful. And I think people are yeah. really going to be excited about that. And then knowing that it's yes. local, you're still buying from someone local and helping, you know, keep things moving locally, mm-hmm. but we're taking out all of those steps where you're back and forth about the price and back and forth about the pickup, and correct. All of that is what we're taking care of for mm-hmm. you.
It also cuts back on the, you know, I know a lot of people that love to thrift, but it's the idea of going and having to search through everything, mm-hmm. right? Like the idea is fun and great because you never know what you're going to find. But if you're like me, when you actually do go out to shop, you're looking specifically for something, right? Like I'm not going for fun. I'm going because I actually need something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll be on there for fun, trust me. But I will have a goal in mind for yeah. what my kids need.
Correct.
And or a goal in mind for, like, I discovered yesterday that I really need adult shoes.
There you go.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, everything I have is a pair of Chucks right. or Birkenstocks. And, mm-hmm. and, like, you can't wear those to a fancy event.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can. You can. Nobody's yeah. judging. But when you're hosting it, yeah. you should probably have something yeah. a bit more fancy on. So
yeah, but
I
love that.
If
there's something that you're only going to wear once or twice a year,
yeah.
why would you go pay retail for something when you could buy them from someone like me who might have three pairs mm-hmm. sitting there this morning that I looked at and went, where do I go anymore that I wear these? Why are they still here?
Yes.
So, not that our feet are the same size. It's not going to work out that easy, but that's why we have an online sale where you can choose from yeah. all kinds of people's
right.
stuff.
Right, and it's not just clothes. So,
yeah.
you know, we're taking, you know, home decor books, you know, go in your garage, you know, camping chairs, fishing equipment, you mm-hmm. know, sporting equipment, anything, really anything that kids and families have. You know, I think we've steered away from, like, really expensive tools and things at this okay. stage because we do want to have a quality control process in place, so but we're not prepared to like test tools.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, we don't have time to do
right.
that due diligence that if you're making a big purchase, you should probably do face to face with the person who's
yeah.
selling
correct.
It. But yeah. basically we've said anything that you could physically carry into the drop off.
We'll take.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So like a lamp or an end table or yeah. like there's lots, like that's kind of the
yeah.
biggest that we would
we
take.
Don't have the space for big bulky furniture, like your, you know, beds and
no.
and things like that. We're not taking at this point because we just don't have the space
yeah.
to.
And we have to transport it. So it's
yeah.
a little confusing.
That,
yeah.
and it is the first sale. So like,
no, yeah,
you're
we have
old,
no idea.
Yeah, like this
well,
is.
We're flying blind here.
Oh, yeah. Aside from okay. the research we've done.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And we have friends who do
yes.
this in other places.
Correct.
And so we've had a lot of mentors yeah. that we've been able to kind of lean on and work through the process to make us feel confident that
mm-hmm.
we can do this and it's going to be amazing and you want to be part of this first event.
Yeah, exactly. So let's explain how you can be, because okay. I have alluded to how easy it is. You have mm-hmm. as well. I've had a chance to be on and doing it for probably about a month now,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And it's like doing the laundry. This doesn't fit anymore. Snap. And it's uploaded. So
yeah.
let's tell people how to be a seller and then we'll talk about how easy it is to actually put your stuff online.
Okay. So if you want to be a seller, the best thing to do really is just email us at info@grapevineevents.ca and we'll send you all the information.
Okay.
You can also check us out on Facebook if you want to go read about it. Search the online Grapevine. Mm-hmm. You should find us.
Yeah.
You know, those are the two main ways to find us right now. But to sell is very easy. So once you do send that email, we'll send you all the information, kind of explain the process, and then there's like a registration link. And so you register there. That's with a software we use called My Consignment Manager. And then basically from your phone, you're going to take photos, add a description, select the correct category, and you pick the price. So that's like, and it's, as Tosh has alluded, it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of doing it on the go. Some people are like taking a bunch of photos and then sitting down in front of the TV and adding them all that way. It is very, very simple. There's no, you know, if you've ever done an in-person consignment event, there's no hangers required, no cardstock, no safety pins. You don't need to do any, you don't have to actually individually print out price tags as you go. It's all online. You'll have an inventory you can see, you can edit. If, for example, your mother comes over and she wants that crock pot you no longer wanted, you can delete that out of mm-hmm. your inventory and you can manage it that way up until May 5th.
Okay.
And that's a big important part. If you put items in the sale, you're committing to not cross-posting them anywhere Yes. For about a 2-week period, is it? Yeah. Right. But May 5th, we close the system. So mm-hmm. anything you have under your name on May 5th, you are committing to keeping it there available Correct. Until the selling part is done, okay. which is
yes.
May 16th?
May 16th. Yes. Okay. So it closes the May the 5th. We have yeah. a full week to kind of like look at your inventory, get it uploaded, make sure it's all going where we want it to go in the store, all that kind of stuff, make sure the photos are good. Mm-hmm. And then...
And remind people that it's coming online to shop now.
Right. right. Yeah. And then it's open for 4 days of shopping, 2 days at full price, and then sellers get to choose whether they want their items to go on discount. If they don't sell, which is 50% off, then we're going to run 2 days for 50% off. Okay. So shoppers can come mm-hmm. back and see what's on sale.
Oh.
And then yeah. we take the weekend over the long weekend to give sellers their report of what sold, and they print off tags on paper, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, that they get basically get a report. They click print, and then it prints tags with a shopper code, because the most important part is who bought the item.
Right.
And then they just have to attach that in a way that makes sense,
okay.
package things appropriately, like if you're selling wine glasses, you need to like wrap them up and put them in a proper box, you know, that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then you bring it to us.
Okay.
So you only bring us what has already sold.
Yeah. Which is great.
Which
yeah.
is fantastic for anyone who's done the other type of selling with us. That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think it's going to just be such a wonderful process for
yeah.
people to be able to see those items leave their house and find a new home.
Yeah.
It is important to stress it is a consignment event. So of course we are going to take a portion of those
exactly,
sales.
That
so
was
I did
my
want
next
to talk
question.
About that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In a typical consignment store, you normally would get between 40-45% of what your item sold for. For us, you get 65% of the sale price. There will be some options to help out in the event, which could potentially increase, you know, if you help out, you can get a little bit higher. There won't be a lot of those positions, but there will be some.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. And there's a $10 registration fee, and it's all taken off the back end. So
okay.
super
Excellent.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you get to set the prices for the items that you're putting in the sale rather than
yes.
we setting, you know,
right.
if you have questions about what something might be priced at might be an appropriate thing. We have a sellers group where you can ask questions and get comments from other people, and we'll give you, you know, our feedback. But really, this is your item. You get to know what you want to put the price at, and so you factor mm-hmm. in that mm-hmm. idea of the commission structure while you're doing it. And yeah, easy peasy.
And for that, the commission structure to make more sense, there
yeah.
is a minimum amount that you can put your item up for, correct? I think it's
yes.
$4.
Yeah, our minimum price is $4.
Okay.
Didn't seem to be worth the effort for things less than $4.
Yeah.
And it also helps to make the quality appropriate.
Yes.
So, you know, when it comes to like kids' clothing, for example, like you really don't want them that's a little bit worn in the knees. In our mm-hmm. in-person event, those types of items are fine, depending on, like, as long as it's just a little worn, because that could
right.
be play clothes, daycare clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're choosing what you're putting online, really needs to be in at least good condition. That's like the minimum level, because
okay.
they're only going to see a photo. The
yes.
shopper is purchasing it from a photo. They're not inspecting it later and getting to choose. They have decided to purchase it. So you really need to make sure the quality is there.
Okay.
Yeah. And the way you shop it, we wanted to look similar to any other kind of online shopping. So you can't make big bundles of like, here's my garbage bag full of play clothes.
Correct.
That's not
Exactly.
what this sale is
mm-hmm,
for.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, oh, I have these beautiful outfits my kids wore once for photos. I want to get back good value for this and pass it on. Those are the kind of items that are really going to stand out in this event.
Okay. And because there is a minimum, is there a maximum?
No.
Okay. Go all out.
Well, because yeah. what's also interesting, because we used to run in-person women's events, and mm-hmm. we had a lot of issues around security and theft, especially around like high-end handbags and jewelry and things like that. But with this event, there's no issue around security because you're having it at your home.
Yeah.
So if you
mm-hmm.
have high-end items that you don't know how to sell, this is the perfect way.
Yeah.
Other options that are out there, like
yeah.
Marketplace or Kijiji mm-hmm. or something. This takes away that back and forth with the seller. Like
right.
you're like, no, this is my firm price. No one yep. is going to question you mm-hmm. at all about that.
Right. It sells or it doesn't sell.
Yeah, because
like,
you don't know who you're buying from. So
right.
it doesn't,
yeah.
you know, you can't haggle
right.
them.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah. And so it's such a secure way to sell, because, you know, you're not bringing it to us until it has sold.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it gives a safety feature for the shoppers, because you're not dealing just with someone online that is a faceless entity to you. You're dealing with our business.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right? We are taking the payment. You're coming to get the item. If something happens between you putting in your payment and mm-hmm. that item not showing up as promised at our store pickup,
yes.
then we're going to make sure you get your money back right. and we're going to deal with that issue.
Correct.
We have fantastic sellers. You know, a lot of the people who've signed up already have consigned with us in the past. Mm-hmm. We don't anticipate that happening mm-hmm. in a, you know, yeah. in a...
But
in
issues
a mean
happen.
Way, but yeah,
you like, package up those wine glasses and they fall over in the back, and then
exactly.
yeah,
or
you know.
Like yeah, you put something in and you thought you tucked it away, and someone else in your house went and took it. You know, in the meantime, we will be understanding and we'll make that work. But it gives that security to the person buying the item online as well that it is going to show up, or you're going to be able to hear from us about it.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have a maximum for sellers this year? Is it different than...
I have no maximum.
Oh. Wowza.
Well, it's a very different thing.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And I'm also, I mean, we have 110 sellers have signed up okay. to sell with us. I expect we'll be around the 200 mark, but I certainly wouldn't stop if it continued. I do expect we'll have people sign up that don't actually end up doing anything, so we're kind of... we don't really know. So there's not any, we don't have to rent a space that fits 25,000 items mm-hmm. and organize them and merchandise them like we do in person. So we don't really have a maximum. Plus, the more sellers who sign on with us, hopefully the more people are going to be talking about the sale and sharing it with their friends and family. Mm-hmm. That's how you have to consider it. It's kind of an online community yard sale.
Yeah.
So if all of our sellers consider it that way, they're going to take it upon themselves to make sure everyone knows about it because they need to sell their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that sell with us, the more that hear about it, and the more that we sell, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the idea. So.
Yeah.
And we do feel like we've built in what we think is some extra time in the timeline so that, yeah, if 200 people
correct.
Sell, you know, 20,000 items, we've built in the time to organize.
Yeah, if we might have to work around the clock, like,
we've talked through some of these
like,
things because we know people who've had huge events like this,
yeah.
you know, down in the States in big cities, and we've talked through some of mm-hmm. those pain points that they've experienced. Like, oh, okay, this mm-hmm. is how we're going to build for this. And yeah, we just have to start doing it to see how it works here. But we think it's going to be
right.
really exciting.
Yeah. I like the idea too, and I think it's important to reiterate because I know in my head when you first told me about it, my first thought was, you know, those like online Facebook auction groups, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. So,
yep. so they're like, there is a one drop off, one pickup type place. So
yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Sort of similar
but
in that sense.
I think what we need to reiterate is the fact that like, we're not bidding on things.
No,
you
absolutely
are
not.
Them.
No,
this
there's
a
price.
Store.
It's a
yes.
store. It's
yeah.
a, you know, so it's, yeah. it's beautiful. Jenna and I worked really hard. Jenna, mostly. I did like the back category part. She did all the like, pretty stuff. And it looks so nice. Honestly, you would think you're shopping. It's prettier than Amazon.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. It's beautiful.
So.
It
yeah.
it's really easy to shop, and you are shopping. Yeah, you're
yes.
not bidding. The price
yeah.
is there. I will reiterate: if you are shopping with us, like there's one of those items.
Right.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, Tosh yeah. just say she put in a size 10 pair of Lulu leggings, and you know they're just what you want. Well, you
don't
can put
wait.
That. Don't
yes.
wait
yes.
because even if it's in your cart. It could be in somebody else's cart.
Oh.
It's not gone because it's not fair to the seller, right?
Right.
You
right.
can't hold it in your cart and then
yep.
not purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's available until it's purchased.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And then
to know.
Once it's purchased, so yeah, you could be shopping and it's like, oh, look at that and that and that and that. And then you go away for 2 hours and you come back and half your cart's gone.
Right.
Because someone else was liking those exact same things.
Oh, man.
So it does kind of create that urgency
yeah.
to shop, right? So. It's gonna be really fun to shop. I really, it's so easy. No delivery fee. Like it's
yeah.
really simple.
Yeah.
And there's no like extra fee when you go to check out.
No.
So if you see something, you're like, oh yeah, this is what I was looking for. You can buy it, and then keep shopping. There won't be like there's no
right.
There's
and
no penalty to you to hit purchase 10 times within an hour.
Exactly.
No,
you can do that. Exactly.
And
yeah.
and we will take all of those 10 things and know that you. They're your shopper number,
right?
And they will be in one little pile for you when you come to pick up. You don't have to come and say, I got these 10 things. It'll be like, oh, here's
no.
your whole shopping cart full.
Yeah.
Just don't let it sit in the cart if it really matters to you.
Yes.
Oh, I love
yeah.
this.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, can I just say, like,
please.
I have been trying to buy a basketball hoop for my kids. I just want to talk about how awful Marketplace is. I did not know how bad it had gotten.
Mm.
Because it used to be not that bad. The bad part was dealing with the people.
Yes.
Actually, Marketplace was actually quite good. I found like just like to search and things like that. I don't care about the basketball net at Walmart. Why is it in my Marketplace feed?
Yes, agreed.
I'm really bothered by this whole, like, is it local? Where is this? Oh, no, it's Wayfair. I don't want to buy from Wayfair right now. Yeah. I want to buy a used one.
Their site if that's what I wanted to buy.
I am so beyond frustrated with Marketplace. I don't know where to buy used things.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I came back, we went to conference and we learned all about this new way of selling because in the US where they were shut down during the pandemic, this is what they adopted. And a lot of them have stayed with it. They do both in person and online. There's lots of different things that are happening. And we were like, they really like it. What is so cool about it? And then I spent some time on Marketplace and I was like, yeah, we need a new solution.
If we've converted Carrie, we know this is going to
work. I am a slow adopter. Like, you know how there's like early adopters, late adopters? I love that.
She's after the late adopters.
That does my husband crazy. My husband's the early adopter and so I'm there. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It'll be interesting to see it all roll out. I'm really, really excited to see it come together because I am having the chance to be a seller in the first one and seeing how easy it is. And I'm already, as someone who often sells on Marketplace, I'm already someone that's like, I would much rather bulk my stuff up for a year or 6 months, depending how often you want to have them. And then just put a load of things on at one time.
Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the goal is to do it at least twice a year, just like we do with our in-person events. So we are planning to do this again before Christmas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening or watching, you're like, I'm not sure I'm ready. I don't know that I have the time. You know what? Just come on and shop this time around.
See what it's like.
And sign yourself up for that rush of like before Christmas. Because one of the other things that's really fun that we've done in setting up the store is anything that's inputted that is new with tags, new in the box, those items will be in their own category.
Oh, fun.
So if you're looking, especially, you know, you've got someone that you're looking to buy a gift for, you're going to be able to find those very easy. It's very fun.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
And just one other little thing for sellers, when you do enter all, because you have an online inventory, it will track what's sold and when what doesn't sell is still in your inventory. And then you can choose to transfer that with one little click.
To the next sale.
To the next sale.
Yeah, you don't have to upload it twice.
So then basically you're just like, I'll just keep, this is my corner of online sale of stuff. No one touches that.
Yeah.
And then you just make sure it's still all there.
Yeah.
And then
amazing.
Sell it again.
I cannot
And then you can
wait.
Adjust the price if you're like, okay, maybe I put
you
too high.
You
can just edit. You don't have to like redo.
Add more pictures or what have you.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. Let's tell potential sellers where to find you guys so they can sign up. And where to find you on socials too, so they can start watching for the release of the sale.
So if you want to know about selling, send me an email at info@grapevineevents.ca.
It's
the best
easy.
Thing.
And online, look for us at the online Grapevine. The easiest thing is to find us on Facebook, and all the links will be there for the site when it's ready for shopping, which won't be until May, so you've still got a little time. We'll send out reminders. And our website will be updated soon.
We're working on a new website.
Okay, so warm up those credit cards and those debit cards, and I'll see you at the sale. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.